Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Q&A day. I don't know if y'all can tell. There's like a little something on my shirt. I swear to God, I was getting ready and I was putting this lip gloss on and it just dropped right on the middle of my boob. It's like, good morning. This is Q&A day. So if you have any questions, make sure you ask them. If you're watching the replay, enjoy. Remember, you can always get all of anything that I do will always be in the private member podcast, and it will be in the video replays over on pnptribe.com. So you never have to worry about, oh my gosh, I'm not catching the lives or anything like that. That's bullshit. 80% of our tribe never catches a live. They don't do things live. They do things on the go when they can and putting it like into their plan when it fits for them. Okay. I'm going to make a few announcements while we get started. So when you come in, you will make sure, Kathy, I know you're here. Mary Jo is here. Y'all keep reminding them to use hashtag ask so we can get the questions going. I'm going to go ahead and pull it up so that when I see them rolling in, I'll notice. Get started. First and foremost, all the events are releasing next Tuesday. So August the, I think it's the 27th. Yeah, August 27th, 9 a.m. You will get the email. The buttons will be turned on and you can start registering for any of your 2020 event desires that you wish. On Monday, though, I will be doing a special, what I'm calling like the hype show for the events. What I'm going to do is I am going to just kind of tell you my thought process behind how I designed 2020, because it's so different than anything we've ever done. Chris and I, we've been literally... I can't even tell you the hours and hours of conversation that we've had about the events, because they're so near dear to my heart. And it is one of the most fun things that I do. It's one of the things that I think makes such a difference in so many lives. And we just were like, 2020 is the year to experiment. We were like, I think we're ready to do things different and try new things and see what the tribe likes, see what works for y'all, what works for us. So there's so many exciting things happening for 2020, one of which y'all don't even know about right now. I totally forgot to put it on all the web pages, and that is every event in 2020 will be filmed, and all people who come to the events will get full recordings as part of their registration. So the only one that won't be filmed is Kathy's. We're not going to film that one because it's a small event, but everything else gets filmed. If I'm there, it gets filmed. And what we do with all of it, we'll decide later. But for sure, if you come to an event, I want to be able to give you guys the recordings, because we have tried several different ways. We've tried transcription, all kinds of stuff to be able to take the pearls that you guys learn there and give it to you so that when you get home, you can keep the progress, keep the momentum, keep the spirit alive and stuff. So that's happening next year. Let's see. So the planner, I believe we're going to, Kathy will tell me if I'm wrong. I believe we're going to open up orders for you guys to start ordering on Sunday, September 1st. You know what? I bet we do that on September 2nd. Let's do Labor Day, just because on the first, unless one of the coaches can do it for me, I will be on an airplane. So I'm not going to actually be able to turn buttons on. So the web design part, I can't do while I'm up in the air. I mean, I probably could, but it will, trust me, Wi-Fi in the middle of the air trying to do things on our website is like, I would rather just, you know, pull a tooth with, you know, no morphine, no anything. So let's say September 2nd is when we'll start taking orders. And if you want to see the new planner, or you want to print your own and you don't want to wait on one that you can just order that's spiral bound, you can always go over to the website, pnptribe.com. And, they start shipping on the 3rd, right? They start shipping on the 3rd, Kathy, but we can start taking orders on the 2nd, because that means we'll drop the order for Joe on the 3rd. So I know what I'm talking about. Trust me. Now I forgot what I was saying. Oh, you can go over there and take a look. You can print your own, do all the things. If you go to pnptribe.com, you're going to go to the toolkit. And in the toolkit is where the planner stuff is. We already have all of it there for you. I would take a look at them. And if you want to, from now until then, I would totally just print a few of the sheets and start using them. I'm going to tell you, I am in love with it. Like, in love. I totally look forward to using mine each day. This is what it looks like, guys. It's very, very beautiful. very bendy. You can lay it flat. It's all the things. The purse version of this will be coming out in October. We can all be looking forward to that. So if you're going to hold out and wait for the smaller version, that's fine. But the purse size version will come out in October. Our fulfillment center can only take so much PNP business right now. If Kathy chooses to come live to fill you in on all of that, she can. But she's the interface there. It's a good thing I'm not. Let's put it that way. They're actually really good at what they do. Don't get me wrong. It's just that they seem to be allergic to November 1st. Okay, yeah. November 1st is when the purse size version comes up. Sorry, guys. It's not October. But I always crack up about when we want to have someone like, I would love to give you some business. And they're just like, whoa, what are you talking about? Giving me some business. I don't know about this. Can we just slow this down? Like, it happens all the time. The cost of the planner, I am not sure. That's a Kathy question. She's the one that's doing all of that. Let's see. I tell you what, we will announce that. We can announce that. We'll get it up on the website and everything in a few days. I don't really know, guys. I don't set all that stuff. I just tell everybody, like, this is what I want for the tribe. This is, like, here's how I do things. When I design the camps, when I design the planners, when I design all your stuff, my first priority is always, is this shit going to change their life? Is this shit going to make weight loss easy? Are we doing this the easiest way possible? Like, that's how I do things. And then when it comes to, like, all the other junk, everybody else makes sure that pricing and whatnot is just fair. Like, I am not here to, you know, like, screw you over or anything like that. I literally, when I do anything for you guys, no matter what it is because it's been asked for. It is something I know that can really benefit you, that adds to your experience here. That's how I always like to think about things. And so, like, we've been, you know, begged forever for the purse size version. So we're like, yeah, well, finally enough of you like wanted the purse size version, be like, we should have a purse size version because you're on the go a lot and you don't want to wag the big one around. I mean, I get it. I don't really carry a purse except when I travel. And so, you know, like if I had to go back and forth in Nashville all the time, you know, all I have to do is wag this up and down the stairs, but I probably wouldn't be like, time to go to the grocery store, you know, or whatever. So, you know, that I want you guys to really understand when it comes to, you know, because it's no secret we're growing. I mean, y'all have to think about it. Y'all love being here for a reason. You love being here because nobody's teaching this shit. And it's very different than anything else out there. And we're very dedicated to you guys. I just don't find, like, I belong to all kinds of bullshit and I don't belong to anything else where I really feel like the owner of the damn business actually cares about me, or like is, you know, the whole team really cares about me. I'm going to tell you, everybody that's on my team, every single person that we bring in, loves the tribe. I grow from within. I'm just very, I don't know, dedicated to that. It's been something that has served me. It is something that's done, you know, all of you so much service. So anyway, I just want you guys to know that we do all of this from a mindset of, you know, what betters your life? What levels up your life? What is going to, you know, like, and we have people who have all kinds of different wants and needs, and I'm not out to please everyone, but I always think about, you know, you guys as a whole and what's the best for you guys as a whole. So anyway, all right, my accountability group, the PNP Thinner Winners, Thinner Winner Chicken Dinner, I love it, has been going back and forth between when to use TDLs versus recovery worksheets. Can you explain again the difference and when to use each? Would really appreciate it. Well, you could actually use either one, to be honest. There's no like winner, winner, chicken dinner there. I always use the recovery worksheet for my overeats. We just like to show you how I roll. So I just keep the stack right by me all the time. And in my PNP planner, I have what's called a paperclip. And I just pop that little thing right there and all of my little extras are right there. I usually keep about 10 around so that, because I have overeats all the time, guys. Like, seriously, all the time. I just don't have a shit show about them. I just do my recovery worksheet on them. So I typically like to do a recovery worksheet. And the reason why I like to do a recovery worksheet is because it's guided and it's very specific to what's going on. A thought download, in my opinion, when it comes to overeating, would be I would do thought downloads around your judgment about your overeating, not specifically. Like, I think the recovery worksheet is more about the instance. Like, this specific overeat, this is what caused it, this is what I was thinking, blah, blah, blah. But I would use thought downloads on, like, you know, my thoughts about me being an overeater. My thoughts about the last 3 weeks, me overeating. Like, in the big scheme of things. So think about it that way. And I think that is very helpful. Like, your thoughts about being a binge eater. So, like, if you had a binge last night, you would do a recovery worksheet. If you are hosed up on, like, I hate that I binge, blah, 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 you do a thought download on your thoughts about being a binge eater. Your thoughts about binging as a whole, if that makes sense. So y'all let me know in the comments if that does or does not make sense. I know you are very busy. No, I'm not. Guys, we're not going to say busy up in here. No. You know what I am? Productive, planned. Like, I schedule shit. I choose it all. Like, I cannot tell you how much I hate the word busy. Deanna, don't worry about using it. But I don't even want you guys using it. I've just never had anyone tell me that when they describe themselves or their lives as busy, that they ever say, and it feels so good. I'm just going to tell you right now. It's lux. No, it usually doesn't. Busy gives this underlying, like, frantic, bullshitty, whatever, right? I think it's really important for you guys to be like, no, I'm planned, I'm productive. Corinne, I know that that you plan your time. Like, even you not even thinking someone is busy really helps you not, like, fall into the trap of busy mentality. Like, if you think I'm so busy, it's then you're hesitant to even want to ask a question, right? So, all right, let's see what the question actually was. I'm wondering if you had a chance to do the podcast for teachers. Thank you for all that you do. No, it's tomorrow, actually. It's on the calendar. So Kathy doesn't even know yet, but tomorrow we were going to do the back to school podcast, because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that will be the podcast that will release on, I think it's August 30th. Yeah. So we're going to do we have like a thread that we saved that has all the things about teachers and what they wanted to do and stuff. And tomorrow is actually the first time that we had podcasting back on our schedule. So we're going to podcast on that and another. I'm kind of tossing up a couple of other topics, but I figured it'd be really good, because then that would be the podcast that's kind of like, and now we're back into school. And a lot of the northern school, like, everybody is pretty much in the gear at that point. So that podcast will come out then. And then if you guys want, and like, once we do the back to school podcast, for all the teachers that are in here, you know what I would do is I would, like, if you want us to dive deeper into it and all that kind of stuff, just post in the Facebook group with any questions or anything else that you want, or schedule a coaching call or something like that. We can make some time in the month of September to, like, maybe dedicate some, like, part of one of the coaching calls, or dedicate part of one of the Q&A calls to teacher-related things, stuff like that. Will your IT hubby make an app? Probably not for a couple years, and here's why. Our website is mobile friendly. There's not anything that happens on our website right now, guys, that demands an app. Our website already does the features of an app. And I don't want to do an app until we actually are going to, like, make the website have functions and things that you guys need. What I suggest you do is use the website like I do. I have on my home screen of my computer a direct link to pnptribe.com that logs me in. And I just hit that, and then the website pops up, and then I just surf and do my things. But apps are more for, like, if there's going to be functions performing within the app to do things. Like, think about Happy Scale, or think about, like, if you have a meditation app that's going to, like,
send you alerts and things like that. We don't have that functionality right now. So that an app wouldn't really, you know, change much of your experience now. I'm a user experience design manager. Happy to talk with you about usability when you're ready to build an app. Sure. This will be great. I will tell you. An app in lieu of a plan. See, and this is what I'm talking about. So Jennifer says, how about an app in lieu of a paper planner? That's not something the website currently does. So building an app, like I want you guys to think about when we're ready to build an app, it's because we're ready to build all of that functionality. I'm just going to like tell you, since my guy is an IT guy, to build an app is an enormous project. It's not like, I know that people pump apps out all the time, but if you ever looked at all the apps out there, guys, 99% of them don't work. That's why so many of them get bad reviews. That's why so many of them are free and all that other kind of shit. Because a lot of them just don't work well. I'm just going to tell you, like, we have a vision for it. And when you get an app, it will be like the best app you've ever had. But I'm not going to put just a janky one out there just to get one out there. I just don't want to do that. So for now, you know, like the biggest thing that we're doing is the Private Member Podcast that will probably, no, I don't have a UX team. You know what I have? Badass coaches. And this is the other thing. Like when you guys, like, I would love to give you everything overnight. It would be amazing if I could just be like, and we're there. We have to do it the right way. And right now, you know what the biggest demand is in PNP? Help me lose weight. Just talk to me. Get my shit out of, like, help me change my thoughts and stuff. And we are spending a lot of our energy and effort into people who can talk to you and have your back when you don't have your back, and coming up with, like, you know, videos and content that's like, because a lot of you say, like, I need to hear it all the time. So that's kind of where the energy and effort is right now, is getting all of that like tight and right. But I promise you, there will be an app one day. But it, you know, when I decide that I need to spend, you know, 50% of my working time there, it's because we're so good here with all the content and stuff that you guys can not have your queen half the time. Because that's about what it takes to do these projects. I am just really particular about guarding my time and where I spend it, and where do I see you guys lose the most weight. And, you know, like events and making sure we actually, like, before I can do an app, this is the funny thing. This is the first app. This guy took 2 iterations in well over a year to get here, because we couldn't do an app until we knew what planner was actually going to work. What are the right questions to ask? What are the things that you guys are willing to track? Like, I want you guys to think about, it's not just, I need to hire some person to do this. It's like, no, I have to figure out what all works to help women lose weight. What is it that you guys are using and like capitalizing on that's getting you the best results, that's driving you into the direction you want to go into? And when that's dialed, we're so ready to develop like apps and stuff. Otherwise, I could throw an app up on my best guess and be like, well, I hope you lose weight. It's a lot of like testing old school, you know, just doing lives and seeing what questions you're always asking and what things you're going to want to track, what things you're willing to track. I could put an app out there right now asking you to track blah, 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 blah. And if 10% of you do it, 90% of you are hosed. So anyway, that's just kind of my thought process behind all that. I just want you guys to know, it's like, y'all could never, well, I'm not crying today. We spend so much of our time trying to figure out, like, what is best for you. I spend all my time doing it. And I enjoy every bit of it. I go to sleep thinking about you guys. I wake up thinking about you guys. Today I've got doctor's appointments. I'm going to be at the doctor's appointments, like, thinking, like, making notes on what's going to work and what's not. You know, my husband and I, we take vacations to brainstorm, you know, so we will get there. y'all just gotta keep enjoying what we have. And then we just have really good, we have really good goals. We have really good plans and visions and all that kind of stuff. So just know that you're all, we're always thinking of you guys. I'm having models where my intentional thoughts and feelings are a bit out of reach. All like a lot of times they should be. So I want you to think about your intentional model. Your intentional model is like best case scenario. This is how I'm thinking and this is how I'm showing up. And then you want to have models in between. It's like, here's my next step model. Here's the one that gets me out of the one that I'm just running, the one that feels so true and whatnot. You want to make sure that your, you know, your intentional model's job is to be like the idealized version, the goal, who I want to be or what I want to be thinking one day. But a lot of times you're not there yet. What it does is it anchors you to like, oh, that's possibility. Oh, that would be great if that would happen, that kind of thing. And then you have like what you want to call like your ladder models where you're like, okay, but today, if I think this and do these things, eventually it will help me get to there. How do you, that's exactly what you just come up with baby thoughts, little baby thoughts. If you go to the website, Meg, pnptribe.com, go to video replays and just look at all recordings or look at, I think we have one called the section called the model. If you do a search for, look for ladder thoughts, there's a couple of like some really old videos that are good where Kathy, I believe, and even maybe me, where we explain the concept of laddering. One of the things that we are going to do is, I'm not sure when I'm doing it, but it's before the end of the year. I'm going to be redoing a lot of the model lesson. So when we were at the 3-day, I basically tested teaching a new way to explain all of it. And it was so good. This is one of the reasons why we're recording everything next year, because I'm just like, fuck me. I wish we'd been recording this. So, I'm going to be like building this out and changing up that lesson in No BS for all of us. But, you can go and look at the older material. It's not that it's, you know, not correct. It's just that will help you get started. Is the No BS workbook being updated between now and September? No, it's all the same. I want to print it out and be ready to go in through again. No, the No BS workbook is the same. I don't have my workbook sitting here. And you can also order it. So if you guys don't want to print the No BS workbook and you want a spiral version just like the planner, you can order it. Kathy, we need to check. I think that we're only going to be taking orders on... I think we're going to be doing that at the same time. But we may... Kathy, we need to check if we already have the No BS workbook printed in the fulfillment center. That might be something we can go ahead and take orders for now if we want to. We can figure that out. But I believe we're not going to be, I believe they're still printing and we're not going to be able to take orders until basically September 2nd for everything. How can I be immensely successful in every other area of my life, but losing weight is so hard? Because you're probably putting all your energy and effort into all the other immensely successful areas, and then you have nothing left for the weight loss. That's very common. Like, it just is. It's like, I'm immensely successful everywhere in my life. The one area that I still struggle and work on is motherhood. You know, just because you're successful in one area doesn't make you successful in another. So you have to look at like, all right, why is losing weight so hard? It's because I'm doing these things. Why am I doing these things? Also, one of the other things that a lot of you like forget is you will say like, okay, going out to eat and ordering a salad, it's going to be really hard and terrible, but I'll do it so I can lose weight. It's like, what if you start learning how to go out and have a salad and it still be fun, right? Like if you're definition, like if you think about all the things you need to do to lose weight and then you look at your opinion about all of those things, if your opinion is that it's going to suck and take energy away and take you away from, you know, your other goals and everything, you're not going to choose it. You have to reconcile all those thoughts. So what I would suggest that you do, Karen, is come up with you know, why am I not losing weight? Why is losing weight so hard? It's because of all these things. Here are the things I'm not doing and why am I not doing them? do some work on that. Like get all that out on paper. Doing the work means get it all out so we can see what's going on. Then I would take all that to ask coaches and post some of that stuff and say, like, what do I do with all this? And they will help you figure out what you do with it. The biggest thing, guys, is like most of you that struggle with flipping the switch on for weight loss is in your mind, you still hang on to the idea that it's going to be like terrible to do. It's just going to be full of like heartache and despair and all the things. And it's like, what if it was not? Like, what if it was going to be fun? What if it was just going to be challenging? What if it was, there's going to be times when it's hard, but it's not terrible. It's just different. Like, we have to enjoy the process of losing weight. So, you know, some of the things that usually when people, like where I start people with is when they're having a hard time, is like, are you setting it up to be fun and enjoyable first and foremost? Are you setting it up to be easy or are you making it hard to start? Are you creating plans that are full of shoulds or are you being very realistic? You know, those are the things that have to happen to take yourself out of starting and stopping or not even starting to begin with and stuff, and then making it easier for you to take steps moving forward. Do we know when the next group is open to join PNP? Yes, it'll be September 4th. We open the doors through September the 6th, and then we'll close them up on September 6th. So it's a Wednesday through Friday. I've been having a lot of small wins lately, which is awesome. But I keep having thoughts like this isn't going to last, or essentially waiting for the other shoe to drop and losing the momentum. Can you give tips for not allowing these thoughts to take over and deal with them? You just don't allow them to take over. So like, here's the thing. When you have the thoughts, you just say there's no, like, this is very normal. It's very normal for my brain to like really enjoy this, because in the past I've been used to experiencing success with fear. That's the only thing that's happening, is your brain is going to, well, the last time we had success, we waited around in fear. And then the second something went wrong, it proved us right. And then we could start the snowball effect of, you know, dumping on our success. The only thing that will stop success is if you stop taking actions. Whatever you're doing now to experience success, the only way success stops is if you stop doing those things. Letting your brain see that on paper, like, here are the things causing me success. The only way for that to stop is if I stop doing these things. That's it. It takes a lot of the heaviness out of the room around the fear of the other shoe dropping. And then when you have that thought, like rather than, like you don't have to dig beneath it or anything. It's really simple. You just tell yourself, it's normal. That's normal. It's normal to have that fear. It's normal to have that worry. But we don't need it. You just tell yourself that, but I don't need it. That's literally all that has to happen. And then you do that often enough until your brain is convinced, okay, I can let go of that fear and worry. But you have to change your brain's direction often enough and show it all the things that it's doing right. And for a lot of people, when they're waiting for the shoe to drop and they are, what else did you say? This isn't going to last. You have to like make sure you're tracking your wins along the way so that your brain is used to seeing what's working. Otherwise, what it does is it dwells on what's not working or what might not work. The brain's normal tendency is to want to be there. That's just the way the brain is designed. It's 80% of the habit brain is designed to perceive things skeptically. That, I mean, like, everything's working if it's doing that. But our reasoning brain is where we get to override that stuff. It's like, okay, sometimes my skepticism is very helpful. So like if you are, let's say you're going on a trip and like you're driving down the interstate and traffic looks like it's backing up and your skeptic brain is like, I don't know about this route. And you decide to turn on Waze and you're like, oh, see, that's when the skeptic brain is working. The skeptic brain is there and designed to keep you out of trouble, to help you in life. But it's also an overdrive in the modern day and age. It's just, it's always going to be like, we just have plenty of things for it to be, you know, looking for the possible problems. So your job is just to override it. I've been really like playing with this idea of the modern day brain versus the primitive brain. It's like we all have a primitive brain, but we've got to start teaching it how to be the modern day brain. We're just in the part of the evolutionary cycle where we know about this. You know, in 1,000 years from now, everybody will have like gotten on board with thought work and shit, and the modern day brain will be the default. We're not in that day and age. We're not going to live to see it. So we're just going to have to do the early settlers of the modern day brain. That's going to be all of us. I'm really struggling with the thought work. I feel like I get a mental block and don't know where to even begin to unravel this puzzle that is me. You're not a puzzle. First of all, quit making yourself out to be a big ass dramatic problem. You're not a big ass problem. The puzzle of me. Here, you, like, seriously, I want you to listen to the way you described it. You have sentences that go through your brain just like the rest of us. Stop. That's it. I've got some sentences. Some are going to work out for me. Some are not working out for me. Just need to find one sentence at a time and work on it. That's really all that has to happen. So what I would do if I was you, like you said, like, are trouble for me? How do I kickstart this process? Get the new planner out. Print the new journal pages. The journal pages are guided. It will tell you exactly what you need to be doing. The reason why I put a lot of questions and was self-descriptive is so that y'all don't have to figure anything out. You don't have to be confused about where to start. It asks you all the questions every single day. These are the things to work on. That's it. If that is even confusing, like, first of all, don't go to ask coaches and ask for help until you've helped yourself by getting out that planner. Step one, I'm going to give it to you. Print them damn sheets and fill out a few. Then you take some of what you filled out and you put that over and ask coaches. Then they can guide you to the next thing. Here's the next thing to work on. But y'all, don't go over to ask coaches and be like, I don't know where to start. That's not helpful for you. One, it makes you the victim of yourself. You're not stupid. There's no one in here that's stupid. There's no one in here that's ignorant. We can figure ourselves out one thought at a time. So when you go, please don't go over there and say like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. Just say like, hey, you know what? I decided to pick one thing. Like, especially if you don't know where to start, that means you got plenty of problems, right? The only people that never know where to start are the ones that would, like, if I said, well, tell me all your problems. Girl, you got like 2 hours? Pick fucking one of them. Solve something. So don't tell me you don't know where to start. Make a list of all the things I'd love to, like, fix in my life are these. And here's the one, coach, that I want to start with. And here's my thoughts about it. That's all you have to do. That's how you start things. And you know why it's so easy for me to say that? Because that's what I do. I don't sit around ever thinking I don't know things. I'm either figuring it out. I'll go read about it. I will research it. I will find out. I will ask about it. But I am never going to sit around and tell someone, I don't really know. I don't know. That's the easy part. Because if you don't know, you don't have to do shit. You get to just sit there in your diaper of, like, I don't know. See, I'm helpless. I might as well just keep eating. Might as well just keep not getting my dreams. We have to stop doing that. Jeannie says, list of problems coming your way, coaches. I know I'm struggling and questioning if I should leave PNP and tribe at times. I like the in-person interactions. What should I do to help me so I can get that type of in-depth work, knowing that I really can't afford the events? Get you a Marco Polo group. That's all in person. It's all video. Show up for it. Here's the thing. It's not that you think that the in-person is what makes the difference. What makes the difference is you have a thought about it. I'm connected. You can be connected to anything. But when you think that, you know, not being in person is somehow a stumbling block, you're screwed. We have people in here that have lost all kinds of weight and stuff. They ain't ever been to an event, and they would give their eye teeth to go. At some point, I think the thing is, it's like, and if you're questioning, like if you really need in-person interactions, then I'm just going to tell you guys, PNP may not be the place where if you can't come to an event, you don't get a Marco Polo group, you aren't going to ask coaches, like if you're not like making yourself available, it's not for you. Like PNP Tribe is not a babysitter. If I could reach through the phone and do something with all you guys, I would. But that's not a possibility. All I can do is 150% give you avenues and show up for you to feel the connection in any way. But you got to be determined that you can feel connected, that this will work. If you don't do that, it doesn't matter what I offer. And if that's the case, if you're not going to work on your determination to do it and to stick with it and all that kind of stuff, then I'd join a Weight Watchers and find me a meetup group. Seriously. I wouldn't spend money with me. I'm going to tell you right now, I quit memberships all the time because they don't work for me. Because they're not offering whatever it is I've decided to do. And I'm not going to like beg you guys to stay. I love all of you. I do. But here's the thing. I have to make sure that I am offering you the help you truly need. And if I am not the help you truly need, then you need to find what will do it. But you have to be honest with yourself. Am I looking for somebody or something to fix me? Or am I legit like, this is what will work for me because I'm so determined to solve my problem and there is an optimism behind it and you are on the hunt for that? But if you're sitting here and you're thinking about quitting because you are doubting yourself, that's a whole nother story. That means like, why do I need in-person connection? Like I would ask myself that. Seriously, why do I need in-person connection? Because that would make all the difference for me. That's called external needs. Why am I not enough for me is the bottom line question. When you know you in-depthly, when you have your own back, when you are solid about your stuff, then it becomes super clear like, oh yeah, no, this doesn't work. And you don't feel like you're quitting on yourself or seeking relief. You're like, next thing. Like it is a very certain thing. I just quit a membership not too long ago because it was like I would go in and I would be like, I did all the work. Like I was doing every single bit of it. And I kept running into like, you know, I'm doing everything. Like I'm doing all the worksheets. I'm doing all the classes. I'm doing everything. But I don't think this matches up with where I'm at. That was me knowing how solid I am with myself. This was me thinking there's a mismatch here. This isn't aligning with my goals. That's when I knew it was time to walk away. But I didn't walk away because I was half-assed using shit. And thinking the program was the problem. And I'm just going to tell all of you, this is not like a hard sell on you guys sticking around or whatever. Seriously, it's not. I always want you doing what's right for you. But every course I buy, every membership that I belong to, you can ask the coaches. I watch every video. I take every note. I synthesize the material. I do all the worksheets, even all the shit that I don't think is going to help me. And then when I start realizing like, okay, this is work that I don't need to do anymore, then I know it's time to move on. I don't ever quit a program because I quit on me first. And none of you should do that either. How do you know if you are in stage two, plateau, need to level up, or those different things? Stage two is where self-doubt comes into play, where it's like, things are getting harder. It's like at first you've got enthusiasm helping you take action. Stage two is where you're going to have to take action and you notice like, ooh, like I'm wondering if this is going to work. And like that is stage two. Stage two is where action meets I'm not competent yet. Like I don't have skill set yet. Stage two is where the mistakes are happening over and over again and where you like you have to work on your mindset. Stage two is like, to me, the most valuable stage of all. You learn the most in stage two. You learn whether or not you're going to lose weight or not, because you're either going to make mistakes and learn how to make it a process problem, not a me problem. You are going to be in stage two and have self-doubt and fear and stuff and learn how to think it's normal versus it has to go away in order for me to continue. Stage two is just that time where it's like, oh, this is the part where uncertainty is around because you're not good at anything yet. You're in the throes of learning. And you're either going to decide in stage two that you're learning or succeeding or that you're floundering and a failure. But all the same problems happen in stage two. The same mistakes. The same overeats. Everything happens in stage two. And the people that go on to stage three are the ones that sit around in stage two and they're sitting there thinking about learning and succeeding, accepting this as part of the process, knowing that it's okay to be doubtful and stuff and everything, but we can do that and still do these other things. Then what happens is during stage two is you start building competencies. Like you go through eating pasture two like 30 times, and then one day you're like, and this is what a two feels like. Hell yeah, now I know. And then you start getting the confidence because you have been allowing yourself in stage two to move forward while not feeling good about it, while reworking your brain, while training yourself. Because stage two is the training ground for stage three. Because in stage three, things get a little easier because you get some of the skills underneath your belt, like the actual how-tos. But in stage three, the biggest difference is that confidence has elevated so that when you're still, because stage three is not the master. Stage three is the master of your mind. Stage three is the part where it's like, oh, like, this is totally part of weight loss. Like, this is like the third time that I've overate when I'm out to dinner with my husband on a Friday night. Now I know why I'm doing it. Like, you start learning so much, but you're doing it from such a level of confidence because you've seen yourself keep going so much and not make it such a big deal. You know, it's a matter of time before you solve the puzzle. And then you move into stage four. Stage four is like mastery. Not only are you really good with the mindset from stage three, the resiliency to keep going, but you've gotten so good at so many things. Stage four is when it's like, you know, I don't know when it happened, but all this is so easy now. Like, I actually like eating salads. Who knew? That's the progression. So that's the difference with stage two. A plateau is a data signal. A plateau is where your data is saying, your weight is stalled. Let's go back and look. And that is where you integrate the level ups. Stage two is not a level up stage. Stage two is the stage where you're like still learning and you're trying to figure out your mental muscle the most. The resiliency to keep going. Plateau is where we've gotten so much success, and here's the point where we need to start looking at our data. It's probably time to start changing some things. What got me here doesn't get me to the next level. So what things am I doing currently that are very, you know, like I've come a long way, all the things, but if I want to go to the next level, what am I willing to start experimenting with again? I hope that makes sense. If I have anxiety about time, being late and running behind, can you suggest some redirecting thoughts? What time did this start? Oh, 9 o'clock. Never mind. I was like, we've been going an hour and 45 minutes. Can you suggest some redirecting thoughts to help me get on board with more time blocking? I would, first of all, you have to figure out why you have anxiety about time. It's not because you're being late and running behind. Running behind and being late is the symptom of the anxiety. So it's like, that's on the action line. I want you to think about that. So we need to figure out like time or like doctor's appointment, whatever, like what is your thoughts about time that is causing the anxiety? Why don't you do some like a download on that and take that to ask coaches, because the reason why you're running behind and the reason why you're late, you don't need a tactic. You need to first and all figure out, like, in your mind, what are you believing about time right now? Like, are you believing there's never enough? Are you believing you're no good at it? Are you believing those things? Because if you are, then we can put time blocking on your action line every single time, and it will fall flat if that's your belief. I'm so down on how I look lately. What are some good pointers on loving my body through this process? All right, I'm going to tell all of you to please listen to Brooke Castillo's podcast today. I don't know the episode number, but it's all about body image. It was so good. In fact, I'm going to listen to it again. Tammy, I would listen to that. It is, somebody tell me today, I'm sure I'm not the only person that listened to Brooke's podcast today. I think it's called Body Thoughts, and it's August the, what is today? The 22nd. So if you will make sure that you listen to that, I think that will be super helpful. A lot of it is just, you know, what I tell myself all the time is I have to like remind myself. One of the things that's really been working for me lately is when I'm looking in the mirror and when I'm weighing and things like that, I always tell myself, this is an opportunity to love myself. This is an opportunity to love myself. I do that a lot during the day. And I started doing this about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it has made such a difference. I can't even believe the difference. And guys, and I'm y'all's coach. I can't even believe the difference it's made for me. So I would highly recommend just starting there, but listen to that podcast. And if somebody will get me the number and episode and put it in the comments, or in, or Mary Jo, if you'll put it in Slack, I'll call it out for all of you who listen on the Private Member podcast. Brenda, I loved the transformation weekend. Me too. I'm still working on my thoughts around everything being on me at work. I find that I'm struggling to make intentional models. I am more comfortable modeling my unintentional thoughts than, and there are so many of them. Is it okay for now to just do the unintentional model? Any tips for keeping my thoughts moving forward if I only do the intentional model? Your thoughts aren't going to keep moving forward if you don't do intentional models. You need, it's episode 282, Body Thoughts, y'all. You really need to make sure that you keep doing that. You need to challenge your brain to think bigger. Whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter. Right now, the goal is to be very aware of the thoughts that you're having, like, and to make peace with, these are the thoughts that I am thinking. These are not the circumstances. The purpose of the model will be to separate out the facts of your day at work and the thoughts you have about your day at work. But you still want to do your intentional model so that you can be like, in one day, I'm open to believing this could be it. Like, I would still do them. Challenge yourself to do it. Don't fall into the trap of, well, you know, because I'm really stuck here, then I'm just not going to do this part. It's sending a signal to your brain. Like, it, you're not even teaching your brain ahead of time how it possibly could think one day. Let's just start seeding it there. The whether or not you believe it and whether or not you use it and all that other stuff, it's fine. I just don't want you not to be doing the practice of it. For now, for you, like, your next level model is to be like, here's my unintentional model. And my next level model, the one that like I'm going to be thinking about is, and this is the stuff that I think. I'm learning how to separate out the facts of my life versus the story I tell myself about it. I think for you, like for a lot of you, especially when you're really locked into things, it's really, really good for you guys to stay in a space of not trying to change how you think about it, but try to like be in the, like in a space of just being aware that this just is how you think about it. For a lot of us, it takes time to really get that. We think we know it intellectually, but emotionally, it's like, oh no, but you don't know. Like, my alcoholic husband really is bad. Like, we have to separate all that stuff out. It's not to say that one day your model is going to be alcoholism is good, but you can't even figure out where you're going to go with any of it until it's like, I have a husband. This is how much he drinks. My thoughts about it are all of this. And it's always up to me to decide what my thoughts are. And you want to get to where, like, all thoughts, you know, ultimately, are how you think about it. And the, when you get to the point to where you're really good at understanding that, you will know more organically where you want to go with your thoughts, in what direction you want to take yourself. Most of us are trying to shove ourselves into new thoughts to escape the old ones. It's just a bunch of thoughts and feelings, guys. That's it. The more we know them and the more we're okay with them, the easier life gets. Because thoughts can't really hurt us. The worst that we're going to do is feel bad, sad, depressed, anxious, or whatever. And that's just a bunch of shit that goes through our body. And that's literally the worst of it. I've coached so many of you online in the midst of panic attacks and anxiety attacks. And that's literally the worst that ever happens. And guess what? Every one of them survived. I coached a chick at camp one time. Seriously, in the middle of an anxiety attack, because of some trauma she experienced in her past, she relived all of it in front of us. Room full of 150 people. And then when she was done, the worst that had happened was shortness of breath, a little dizziness, a lot of crying. And she's still a tribe member. She didn't die. But we make it out to be so bad. When we can normalize feeling things and be willing to be like, okay, I just want to normalize feeling things. Then you take your power back over being able to go through life more on your terms, right? Do our brains want us to feel bad about ourselves? I don't think our brains want us to do anything. Our brains just do. It's like, it's not like our brain is sitting around like, muhahaha, can't wait to make her feel shitty today. Your brain doesn't have an agenda for you. Your brain has programming. Your brain just works. It would be like, you know, my computer having an agenda for me every day. My computer does not have an agenda. My computer just sits there, does shit. So no, our brains don't want us to feel bad about ourselves. Our brains have three primary goals. One is to keep us safe. Its job is to keep us safe. Number two, to seek out some pleasure. It sought out pleasure back in the day. You know why? Because we had to procreate. So sex felt good. Somebody had to start the human race. We needed to be able to seek out pleasure. And then the third was we had to be able to avoid pain. We had to like do all we could to not like burn ourselves, fall off rocks, walk across, you know, sharp, jaggedy things. Like that's the primitive brain and that's the way it's designed. In the modern day age, though, it wants to seek out pleasure. Well, we're highly surrounded by pleasure that it was never designed to experience. That's why it seeks it out so. So that's just what the brain's doing. It's not that big a deal. Do our brains want us to eat because it loves a hit of pleasure? Yes. Like, I'm going to tell you, it's like, it's immediate relief. It's like, well, that was good. Well, that was good. Our brain, all of the pleasure senses and the desire and everything, guys, it comes from your primitive brain. Your primitive brain, that's not where your higher self resides. The front part of your brain, the thinking part of the brain, that's where the higher self resides. And the higher self has goals, wants to do things, knows that they're successful in every other part of life, you know, is driven, is focused, can, you know, decide to do things. Decisions are made there. That's what happens in the front part of the brain. The habit part of the brain, that's where desire and pleasure and all the things reside. It's not thinking. It's just acting. We have to recondition it. I have chronic pain. I frequently eat to comfort myself. How do I stop this? You need to take that over to Ask Coaches, Jamie. You need to describe, like here's the thing. I want you to think about, it's not comfort. If food comforted you, then you wouldn't be asking me on a Q&A how to stop it. So the first thing is to stop describing it as comfort. Like you have to stop identifying as I'm in pain and food comforts me. Food's not comforting you. You need to be like, I am in pain, so I eat. And I eat to avoid pain. That would be a much better way to describe it first than to be like, I eat it to comfort myself. Because it's a lie. We don't ask for help on how to stop something that's truly comforting. Be like, you know, can you help me? Because my husband every night, he loves nothing more than to rub my feet and tell me how beautiful I am. It's comforting, but I need to stop that. Like, we just can't be having all that. Nobody ever asked me about that. Like, we don't ask. You have to, like, make the connection in your head that you're not doing something that provides comfort. The first thing you have to do is, like, make the connection. When I choose to eat, This is painful. This is me responding to pain in a way that's going to add more pain to the problem. That part has to happen first. I have finally arrived at the agreement that I will lose it like I want to live it. I'm ready to stop throat punching myself and being all or nothing. I'm interested in layering in small things. What are some small things and how often to add in a new thing? I've been planning and assessing, drinking water, all the sleep, and working on sticking to my 2-2. I know I need to level up food choices. I know completely overhauling my food isn't the route, but I'm not sure how to incrementally level up. You do know. Quit telling yourself you don't. You just, like, you started off with you don't know how. And then you told me all the things that you're doing. And then you said, I know I need to level up my food choices. So you write all the food choices out that you're currently making. Just write down, like, in the last 7 days, here's all the things I ate. What of these things could I improve on? Go back to No BS and listen to the good, better, best lesson. That's all that has to happen. And if it was me, and I was in the tribe, I'd go to the Facebook group and I would like post like, here are the foods, like the top 10 foods that I ate. We used to do this worksheet a long time ago. It's called the top 10 foods. So make a list of the top 10 things you eat on repeat that will not get you to your goal. Like, it doesn't mean all 10 have to change, but it's like, if I had to identify 10 things I'm currently eating that the version of me that loses 100 pounds no longer eats, it would be these things. And then you start with leveling up one by one. You start asking, all right, of these, which one am I ready to start making a change on? And then you do that for a little bit and you start knocking them out one by one until you've leveled up each one. Guys, then this takes a little bit of time. Don't go like, oh my God, I'm eating these 10 things. You cannot do this exercise and be like, fuck full of it, like judgment. That cannot happen. So what we have to do is we make the list. And then we look at it and be like, okay, I'm ready to level one of them up. Which one is it? This is the new standard. This one now moves over to my exception list. Like when I want to have an exception, that's when I plan it. But now this is the new standard. And it's just like minimum baseline we used to teach in exercise and stuff. But you can do that seriously in the tribe. This would be a good exercise for a lot of you. I'd like to see y'all do this inside the Facebook group. Man, I'm thirsty today. I am journaling my 24-hour plan with the new planner pages. I'm also doing Brendon Burchard, Burchard's High Performance Planner. Booyah, doing it just like I do, girl. What? She said, I love both. I take way too long. No, I need to do a timer to level up. All right, that's what I would do. When the timer sings and all the parts are done, it will bother me. And all the parts aren't done, it will bother me a lot. Just leave and get going with the day. Yeah. Here's what will happen. It'll bother you, and tomorrow your ass will go faster so that you don't have to be bothered anymore. How about that? You just tell yourself, like, yeah, I'm bothered. I'm going to learn to get faster. Every day that I do this, that shit's going to teach me a lesson because I don't want to be bothered by it anymore. That's what I would do, honestly. I'm good at planning for like 3 to 4 weeks, then I find myself falling out of my habit. Any suggestions for keeping new habits from falling off? Yeah. So if you know that you have a, like, what would I call the sabotage point, where it's like something happens at the 3 to 4 week mark, right? First of all, you need to ask yourself, what do I tell myself during that time? So that when 3 to 4 weeks come, that's your new obstacle. At 3 to 4 weeks, I start thinking these things and then I do these things, right? So that then you start and then you know, when these things are thought and these things are happening, this is the clear signal, like, oh, this is that time where a lot of times I take my foot off the gas, and then here's my contingency plan for it. I'm going to do these things. So this is just like plain ass, like, don't judge it. Just know this is like, this is one of the problems that comes up for me. This is my next level work. I'm really good at this 3 to 4 week span. I'm really good at doing these things. So at 3 to 4 weeks, here's going to be where the first real true obstacles for me are going to be. I will think these things. I will start doing these things. And when this happens the next time, here's the mechanisms I'm going to put in place. Here's the new actions I'm going to do. Right now, what we do is we just kind of run on the default. And this will allow you to have like a clear action plan for moving forward. Okay. When I heard we were starting it with... Oh, okay. So... Here's what we're going to, let me tell you the last thing and then we're out of here, guys. No more questions. Me and the coaches are going to do No BS with all of you. And we are all going to be starting with the baby tribe when they come in. So we got September babies coming in. One of the things that I love is riding the coattails of enthusiasm. So let me tell you why this is so beautiful. Number one, we're going to have a lot of women come in here who are going to be like fucking excited. They're going to be in stage one. They're going to be like, whoop, whoop. For all of you that struggle, there's one of the best ways to get momentum is to tap into other people who are excited. Like, ride the coattails of their thoughts and their feelings and stuff and be like, they're excited. Like, there's just something about the energy of, like, watching people who are so into it. So there's the first thing. The second thing is then you're going to have a group who are going to be like, overwhelmed city, who are going to be like, I can't do this. They will be shitty diaper for days. The benefit for all of us who've been around is it clearly defines how far we've come. Oh, I remember that. Oh, I know that. And you will, like, a lot of you, I want you to think about this. Someone will come in. It's like all of you have already been here. I don't care if you've been here since June of 2019 or June of 2017. You will know what to tell them. You guys always tell me, well, I don't know how to get out of it and I don't know what to do and stuff. When they start doing that, you need to not go in and be a Me Too movement. You need to like put on your hat and say, if I was going to help them, what the fuck would I tell them? And then whatever you tell them, that's the same shit you need to tell yourself. It proves to you that the answers are in here. They're not out there somewhere. They haven't escaped you. So I love newbie enthusiasm. I love when we have an opening. We don't do very many of them. So what I want you guys to think about is, well, this year we only had four. So if you've been here a year, you only got four chances to do this. Next year, I think you're only getting three. We're not even going to open as much next year. So don't waste opportunity that is like right here waiting for you. So me and the coaches were like, we're not wasting the opportunity either. Every single one of us, we have our No BS workbooks ready. Like my coaches, they printed their own. I happened to get the prototype. So I'm lucky enough to have one for myself. But I want you to use the tools. Use this as the opportunity to restart, recalibrate, tune up, hear what you didn't hear the first time or the third time. I just think that there's nothing more important than No BS. And I will also tell you, if you have not done No BS in a while, I go in and secretly change little things often. And so when we do this as a group, that's your opportunity to hear what either I have changed or updated since the last time you heard it. This particular round, the whole planner lesson changed because we have a new planner and it's a good lesson, let me just tell you. So make sure you do it. Do it with us. So the next 2 months are super exciting. We will be doing everything beginning on September the 8th. We all start together. So what happens between now and then? We finish up time, guys. Finish up the time stuff because here's the deal. When we're doing No BS as a group, guess what you need to do? Not have shitty thoughts about your time. Oh, I don't have time to do it. How am I going to make time for this? I got to shit some time. No, you don't. We all can have time to do this. Between now and then is the exact time where you brainstorm with everyone on when you're going to listen to your lessons. All Marco Polo groups and accountability partners, yo asses have got 2 weeks to figure out. So this is how it will work. Every single Sunday, the Massive Action Line goes out to everyone and it's going to talk about what we're doing this week. We are going to have strategies in there for the Marco Polo groups and the accountability partners. Between now and then, I want you guys to figure out when are we for sure meeting as a group? When are we for sure going to talk about things? What day of the week, like for all the Marco Polo groups and accountability partners, figure out one day of the week that's just No BS updates. I got my shit done or I didn't. Y'all figure out how you're going to run your groups and stuff. And between now and then, if you don't have a partner, you don't have a group, let's find you one and this will be your pop-up group for No BS. You don't have to marry these people, but let's get a group for you or a partner for you to utilize through this process. And you just commit to showing up. Do not commit to being perfect and then going off and hiding when things go bad and blah, blah, blah. We're either learning or we're succeeding, girls. We are not sitting around like hiding from people because like, well, I don't want to tell them I did this. Bullshit. Me and the coaches, we're getting together to figure out how we're going to do it. Where are we going to track shit? Who are we checking in with? All the things. So this is exciting. And I'm really excited for all of us. I think, let me think on what I want to do in terms of, you know, I want everybody's goal to be to finish No BS, to do all the work in it. I don't want a weight loss goal for this one. Because I really believe if you finish No BS and you do all of the work and you keep showing up, you keep checking in, you keep asking for coaching and going to ask coaches and using the Facebook group and stuff, you'll lose weight. There's no way you can't. So get excited, get motivated, and I will see you guys on tomorrow's Weekend Motivator. It's a recording, so it will be dropping out tomorrow, probably around noon, I think. And then I'll see you guys on Sunday for coaching. All right, y'all. Have a good one. Bye, y'all.